tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 1st, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. As listeners of this show are probably aware, it is the EV apocalypse today. The federal tax credit $7,500 officially expired yesterday, September 30th, leading many to believe that that would be the end of EVs and the end of these great EV lease deals that we have been seeing. And of course, that is not the case. But before we get into that, we are going to talk about our new sponsor, Climate Exchange. Today's episode is brought to you by Climate Exchange, a nonpartisan nonprofit working to help states pass effective, equitable climate policies, which are critical in accelerating the transition to a zero emission economy. The nonprofit recently kicked off its 10th annual EV raffle, where participants have multiple opportunities to win their dream EV. This go around, Climate Exchange is shaking things up with not one, but two electric vehicle raffles. The first is the Luxury Raffle, which Climate Exchange has conducted for the last decade. The grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market, fully customized, up to $120,000. New this year, the grand prize winner can also choose two EVs, totaling up to $120,000 together. So that's pretty cool. Also new for this year's annual event is the Mini Raffle, in which the grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market, up to $45,000. Luxury raffle tickets are $250 each and only 5,000 will be sold, while mini raffle tickets are $100 each and Climate Exchange is only selling 3,500 tickets. Thus, your chances of winning your dream EV are higher than in other raffles. Better yet, if you purchase your ticket to the luxury raffle by October 30th, you'll be automatically entered into their bonus early bird drawing of $10,000 on October 31st. The grand prize drawings will take place on December 12th, but we recommend getting those early bird raffle tickets now to give yourself the greatest chances to win. Visit carbonraffle.org/electrek to learn more. We will have that in the show notes. And another thing you might notice throughout this month's episodes, you're going to have those little raffle, luxury raffle and regular mini raffle kind of icons there in the corner. So I'm sure you'll enjoy that. That will be a ton of fun. But back to the big news, which is the $7,500 EV tax credit. Ford and GM have taken some steps and done some creative accounting to keep the $7,500 EV tax credit alive for their customers beyond the deadline. According to an exclusive report from Reuters, Ford and GM's financing units will step in and provide down payments to dealers, effectively enabling them to be the buyers of those vehicles with that September 30th $7,500 tax credit. One of the dealers briefed on the program said the down payment will enable the vehicles again to become eligible for that tax credit. And by doing so, Ford and GM dealerships will be able to offer the credit for at least another few months on vehicles already built and already on their way into inventory through leasing. Quote, we worked with our GM dealers on an extended offer for customers to benefit from the tax credit for leases, GM told Reuters in a statement. Ford is working with its dealers as well to offer competitive EV lease payments through Ford Motor Credit until at least December 31st, 2025. So again, you're buying a Ford, you're buying a Chevy. This tax credit going away isn't really going to affect your bottom line. The same is true over at Hyundai. The Hyundai IONIQ 5 got a big price cut and now starts at just $35,000. Although the $7,500 tax credit has expired, Hyundai is keeping the savings going, some models up to $9,800 off the MSRP. And over at Rivian, some of their lease payments have actually gone down now that the tax credit is gone. So even though you're not getting $7,500 basically applied to those models, you're still getting about $100 less per month. You're coming out actually $3,500 ahead of the game if you had waited until after the tax credit expired to lease a new Rivian. So I'm sure that everybody's going to be just super, super happy about that. The exception, of course, being the Tri-Motor, which is up $140 a month. The dual motor models, whether we're talking about the R1T or the R1S, they're about the same, $30 more a month. But it's that dual standard, that entry-level model that most people are looking at that are price conscious, especially, that's $110 a month less for the R1S and $100 a month less for the R1T. That's got to hurt, man. If you just like came in right under the wire on September 30th with the down payment money, it's brutal. So what's really going on there? This is kind of a tough one to pin down, but I always tell people, look, remember when Ford introduced the Maverick about 4 or 5 years ago? It was $19,990. That was a sub $20,000 vehicle. It was a hybrid. It had great fuel economy. It was a great little truck. And if you go to buy one of those today, they're 30 grand. They're more than 30 grand. And nothing fundamentally has changed. All of the tooling, all of the R&D has been amortized for the last 5 years. It costs Ford less to build one of those vehicles now than it did at launch, but they're 50% more. This is all, you know, depending on who you talk to, but you're talking to me, this is all corporate greed. This is not a topic of inflation. This is record profits, record per unit profits. And it's something that's been very delicately engineered by a lot of companies all up and down the socioeconomic lines. But regardless of any of that, we're in EV apocalypse. This is your day one update for EV apocalypse. And so far, we have the following information. BMW is keeping the good times rolling with a $7,500 purchase credit. Cadillac, Chevy, again, we talked about them, $7,500 tax credit. Dodge is now offering $7,750 in rebate cash on its Dodge Charger EV, Ford, GMC, part of that original story, Hyundai we talked about, Rivian, and Subaru is showing no change to its $299 a month lease deals, regardless of whether or not you have that $7,500 tax credit. So the end was nigh. It looked really bad for everybody, but it looks like at the end of the day, not much is actually changing. That still hasn't stopped the smarter people out there to say, hey, even though that $7,500 EV incentive is gone, gas vehicles, internal combustion vehicles still get about $20,000 in subsidy per vehicle. After inflating vehicle costs by $7,500, Republicans feel quite accomplished, taking a step towards their goal of making your air dirtier and enriching their Saudi oil buddies, which they sought a $1 billion bribe from and got, by the way. And yes, that inflation will increase the price of gas cars as well. When the price of one product goes up, there is less downward pressure on the price of competing products, which then raises prices. Some have stated that removing this subsidy is only fair and that a new technology should have to stand on its own 2 feet. But that rationale misses something very important, and that's the fact that fossil-powered vehicles have benefited from over a century of extreme subsidies, which have been far larger than any amount of subsidy ever received by electric cars. The International Monetary Fund estimates that fossil fuel subsidies total $760 billion per year in the U.S. alone, with roughly half of that subsidy going directly towards oil, which is used to fuel cars. These subsidy calculations consider both explicit subsidies, direct payments or tax breaks from the government to oil producers, and implicit subsidies, or rather, the ignored costs associated with burning oil, which get absorbed by the entire economy rather than by the producers of the oil. To explain the concept of implicit subsidies, imagine you live somewhere where you have a separate bill you pay for trash pickup. Imagine your neighbor decided they don't want to pay this cost and just start throwing their trash in the middle of the street to let everyone else clean it up for them. In this case, you and your other neighbors are subsidizing that neighbor's trash pickup, having to clean up a mess that they are not paying for. And the same is true for burning oil. Instead of spewing trash into the street, polluters are spewing trash into our lungs, which we then have to pay for in the form of asthma medication, hospital visits, loss of productivity, and the effects of climate change. This adds up to hundreds of billions of dollars per year in the U.S. and trillions annually globally. In addition to those monetary costs, there's also increased misery, and I'm sure most of us would rather sign a check with our pocketbook than with our lungs and every other organ in our body. This article comes from Jamie Dow. Really, really great article. Lots more detail and breakdown. Definitely go check it out. And let's not forget the biggest driver and biggest subsidy for oil in the world, and that is the United States military and our continued presence in the Middle East long, long after we were promised we were going to be able to go home. That's all I've got for today, October 1st. Be sure to check in tomorrow. We'll have more EV deals. We'll have more EV rebates. We will have more and more evidence that this tax credit thing going away is not the end of the world. EVs are here to stay, and they're just going to get better and better.